Statesboro construction company Mill Creek Construction has begun site work on the 7.24-acre tract beside Harbor Freight on Northside Drive East. Grice Connect reported in March that the property had been sold by Statesboro Properties. According to Justin L. Williams, planning and housing administrator with the City of Statesboro, the preparation work is for Jim and Nick's Barbecue, Five Guys, and Texas Roadhouse. Renderings of Texas Roadhouse to be constructed in Statesboro. Jim and Nick's plans to be open by the end of the year. The others will follow closely with a projected opening date of early 2024. Grice Connect has reached out to Jim and Nick's, Texas Roadhouse, and Five Guys for months with no response. Jim and Nick's Barbecue. It all began in 1985 in a reclaimed old pizza restaurant on Claremont Avenue in Birmingham, Alabama. The formula was simple: celebrate the heritage of revered barbecue masters, cut no corners on the menu, and serve the whole community like family. That philosophy allowed us to create something special. An authentic barbecue restaurant with chefs and pitmasters. A nod to our past recipes, with eyes towards the future. Sit-down dining on one hand, and a drive-through on the other. No freezers, no microwaves, and no shortcuts. 12-hour slow-smoked pork and beef, but served real fast. A celebration of Alabama, but a reverence for the barbecue tradition across the South. It's the kind of place that only happens when you don't follow the crowd, but instead follow your heart, trust your gut, and simply do things the hard way. Today, Jim and Nick's has become an icon of the barbecue community. One bite and you'll understand why. There's only one Jim and Nick's. Texas Roadhouse. It all started on a napkin. Kent Taylor opened the first Texas Roadhouse in Clarksville, Indiana, in 1993. His vision was clear: to create an affordable Texas-style restaurant with hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, and ice-cold beer. The problem was finding others to believe in that dream. Kent pitched his idea to anyone who would give him 5 minutes and many more who would not give him 5 minutes or even the time of day. In fact, he was turned down over 80 times trying to raise money for his idea. He even chased basketball great Larry Bird in an airport trying to sell him on his idea, but Kent was too slow to catch the future Hall of Famer. Kent finally found a cure for his ailing dream when Three Elizabethtown, Kentucky, doctors agreed to provide $300,000 in startup capital. Using a cocktail napkin, Kent sketched out the design of the first Texas Roadhouse for his new partners, and Texas Roadhouse was launched in Clarksville, Indiana, on February 17, 1993. Kent and his new partners' goal was to have 10 restaurants in 10 years. This plan hit a snag after 3 of the first 5 restaurants the beginning failed. But Kent learned some very valuable, and expensive, lessons and vowed not to ever repeat those mistakes. As a result, the next restaurant featured a revamped menu, much improved recipes, updated decor, and a better trained staff. These changes would help redefine the brand and help launch its success. Five Guys. Five Guys founder Jerry Morrill's mother always told him, if you can give a good haircut or if you can serve a good drink at a bar or if you can serve a good hamburger, you can always make money in America. Five Guys has been a Washington, D.C. area favorite since 1986 when Jerry and Janie Morrill offered sage advice to the 4 young Morrill brothers: start a business or go to college. The business route won and the Morrill family opened a carry-out burger joint in Arlington, Virginia. Under the guidance of Jerry and Janie, the Morrill family served only hand-formed burgers cooked to perfection on a grill along with fresh-cut fries cooked in pure peanut oil. During the 1980s and 1990s, the Morrill family perfected their simple system. Five Guys was the place to get a fresh, juicy burger with all the toppings you could stuff between fresh baked buns. A fifth brother was born and, as their family grew, so did their business. 4 more restaurants with sit-down seating were added to accommodate the growing clientele. Early in 2003, Jerry and Janie, together with the Five Guys, began offering franchise opportunities. In just under 18 months, Five Guys Enterprises sold options for more than 300 units. The overwhelming success of franchising a local restaurant made national news, with articles in trade publications such as Nation's Restaurant News, Restaurant Business Magazine, and the Franchise Times. Now, 30 years after Five Guys first opened, there are almost 1,700 locations worldwide and another 1,500 units in development. Five Guys continues to receive generous media attention and has grown a cult-like following around the world. Five Guys Facts. We only use fresh ground beef. We only use peanut oil. There are no freezers in Five Guys locations, just coolers.